What are the differentials for giant cell arteritis? Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today we have a quick follow-up to our recent talk on giant cell arteritis. A couple of weeks ago, we heard about GCA from Dr. Sujatha Kamalaksha, a consultant physician and rheumatologist in Whangarei. As a quick follow-up to that talk, I asked her what are the differentials we should be considering when working up a suspected case of GCA.
There are common differentials that must be considered, which could provide alternate diagnosis, like viral infections, herpes zoster, migraine, sinusitis, or even crystal arthropathy of the cervical spine called Crown-Den syndrome. But the must differentials that should not be missed, even if there is a strong suspicion of GCA, are infection, especially occult infections, malignancies, occult malignancies, then there is hematological malignancies. And rheumatoid arthritis is one of those that could present as polymyalgia and a headache associated with it. But it may usually turn out that a GCA is not responsive to prednisone to find later that they were rheumatoid factor and CCP antibody positive. So that is something that could be done at the time of diagnosis while initiating the treatment.
My thanks to Sujatha for talking to the podcast. As with many other conditions in medicine, headache has a long list of differentials. Often in urgent care, we do not have the ability to exclude some of these differentials, as they require investigations to which we do not have access. But our job is to have considered the differentials and, if need be, refer to a hospital specialty for further workup. I know that it can sometimes feel like we have let our patients or our hospital colleagues down if we refer a suspected case of something of which we're concerned only for a person to be discharged home. But it is important to remember, in most cases, these patients have had further imaging, blood tests, lumbar punctures, or just a prolonged period of time and observation. This is not a failed or inappropriate referral, and it is infinitely preferable to sending someone home and missing a serious diagnosis. It is important that we become comfortable within this grey area and accept that we cannot know everything. We should never let our pride prevent us from referring a patient of whom we are concerned, and we should never feel downheartened if our referral for something we suspect, something quite rare or serious, turns out to be something minor and benign. In fact, we should actually be happy for our patient. But always remember, the person who has a 100% accurate referral rate for appendicitis will probably have sent someone home with the condition instead of to a surgeon. And finally, we should also remember that our hospital colleagues encourage us to call, ask for advice, and are happy to review patients for whom we have concern, so never fear calling them. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.